Foundry Victoria has almost doubled the size of its operations in response to an exponential increase in the number of people ages 12 to 24 seeking help in Greater Victoria in the past year. In 2022, it saw a 22% increase in clients, with 450 new youth accessing services. The organization opened the doors to its new space, at 546 Yates Street on November 1. The space has been expanded to include almost double the number of exam rooms, youth-friendly and trauma-informed talking rooms and group rooms. There are private outdoor patios and a low-stimulation lounge connected to the main greeting area. We want youth and their families to know that at Foundry Victoria they can access the care they need in a space where they feel like they belong. The move to 546 Yates has enabled us to scale up the good work we are already doing, enabling more young people in our community to work towards their wellness goals, said Ricky Justice, Executive Director, Foundry Victoria. We are so grateful for the way the community has rallied around us to make this exciting project possible. Making sure young people have access to the wraparound supports they need to thrive is critical to building strong and vibrant communities, said Jennifer Whiteside, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. In this new location, Foundry Victoria will be able to continue to provide vital supports in a low-barrier and stigma-free environment so that more young people and their families can get the supports they need, where and when they need it. The Victoria Youth Clinic Society, Foundry Victoria's lead agency, started out in 1998 with a focus on caring for street-entrenched youth with complex care needs. It became the Foundry's lead agency in 2017, with the support of the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island Health Authority and local agencies. The construction of the new premises and the move were made possible through support by the Ministry of Mental Health and Addictions, Ministry of Health, Children's Health Foundation Vancouver Island, the Government of Canada's Community Services Recovery Fund and private donors. Foundry Victoria provides vital services to vulnerable youth in our community. Thanks to the support of government and private donors, we can now serve clients more effectively in our new location, said Heather Brazier, Victoria Youth Clinic Society Board Chair. The society will host a community open house and celebration of its 25th anniversary, noon to 4 p.m. November 18 at 546 Yates Street. Those attending are asked to consider arriving with a non-perishable food item for the community pantry. For more information, go to victoriayouthclinic.ca. > Have a cuppa and help homeless youth. Purchase tea boxes or beeswax candles, or shop at local retail partners. During Threshold Housing Society's Shine a Light on Youth Homelessness campaign. This is the sixth year of the campaign, which raises funds for at-risk youth and supports the society's vision of a community where all youth thrive. Silk Road is again offering its 12 days of tea boxes, which it has sold since 2017. This year, the Crowfoot Collective has joined the campaign, offering a 3-inch beeswax pillar candle to the campaign, with the beeswax sourced from island bees pollinating island flowers. Youth homelessness is a cause close to our hearts. We believe in the importance of what Threshold is doing, and we are excited to be part of Shine a Light, said Claire and Lawrence Crowfoot, co-owners of the Cowichan Valley-based business. Local retail partners include Country Grocer, Urban Grocer and specialty shops, such as Adventure Clothing on Yates Street. The 12 days of tea box is $20, the beeswax candle is $35. You can find them at the retail partners or online at thresholdhousing.ca/shinialite. > College Fund aids First Nation students. Indigenous students attending North Island College will have more education options thanks to a $40,000 donation by the RBC Future Launch Program to North Island College Foundation Trust Fund in support of its Aboriginal Scholars Program. The program empowers students through a self-constructed achievement plan. The program provides supports for them to complete their education, increases their sense of community and fosters supportive relationships during their time at the college. We are excited to announce a donation of $40,000 to North Island College Foundation Trust Fund in support of their Aboriginal Scholars Program. RBC Future Launch is dedicated to helping young people access meaningful employment through practical work experience, skills development, networking and access to mental well-being supports and services, said Annette Saborin, RBC Royal Bank Regional Vice President, Vancouver Island. The Aboriginal Scholars Program started in 2016 at the college's Comox Valley campus but has since expanded to all four campuses, thanks in part to funding by the RBC Foundation over the years. The program creates an opportunity to engage with students in a holistic way, acknowledging and connecting all areas of their life, cultural, emotional, physical and academic, said Sarah Lawrence, Indigenous counselor at the school. For more information, or to apply, go to foundation.nic.bc.ca. Greater than greater than greater than Christmas train heads for Rainbow Kitchen. Get on board for a journey of nostalgia on a miniature model Christmas train and village as the Parkside Express Festive Tracks of Giving campaign leaves the station in the atrium and lobby of the Parkside Hotel and Spa, November 18 to January 2, 2024. Apart from spreading goodwill and holiday cheer, the goal of the train is raise money in support of Rainbow Kitchen, which provides free hot meals and helps facilitate food sharing to anyone in need. It is truly because of community-minded friends like ours at the Parkside Hotel and Spa, who ensure an essential service, one in greater daily demand than ever, continues serving our community with dignity and care, said Patrick Johnston, Rainbow Kitchen Executive Director. Take in the spectacular sights for the season and consider donating towards feeding our deserving neighbors in need. The hotel will be decked with festive lighting and covered by a field of poinsettias, creating a vibrant tapestry of reds and greens. Visitors can also savor the flavors of the season by indulging in a candy cane or a cup of hot chocolate. Visitors will find convenient tap to donate stations throughout the experience to help the giving spirit of the season. Additionally, people can bring a keepsake home with a Christmas Believe Bell ornament available for purchase, with proceeds directly supporting Rainbow Kitchen's programs. The Parkside Express Festive Tracks of Giving runs November 18 to January 2, 2024 at the Parkside Hotel and Spa, 810 Humboldt Street. For more information, go to parksidevictoria.com, holiday festivities. Greater than greater than greater than Camosun showcases students' charitable projects. See the charitable endeavors of Camosun students at the Hope International Winter Expo, at the school's Lansdowne campus, November 20. The exposition serves as a platform for students to showcase their capstone projects in support of various partner organizations affiliated with Hope International, an organization dedicated to fostering positive change worldwide. Attendees can purchase an array of student and community-produced goods, artisanal crafts, treats and exclusive merchandise, with proceeds going toward building a brighter future for individuals and communities in need worldwide. My students and I really are focusing on both the internal and external members of the college community as potential attendees, said Troy Dunning, Camosun College Marketing Instructor. Hope International Development Agency is just one of many local agencies who strive to do so much good for those who really need it. Free admission. The event runs 4 to 8 p.m. November 20 in the Wilna Thomas Building 9, Cultural Center, 2nd floor, room 234 on the Camosun Lansdowne campus, 3100 Fowl Bay Road. For more information, go to hope-international.com. Pere at timescolonist.com.